Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Elder Angelique Lawrence with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Now, you can always follow us on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to past episodes and also leave your comments and questions. You can also press 1 if you would like to talk to us live on the show. So I need you to go grab your pen and paper and your Bible as we get started. And while you're doing that, amen, we want to remind you that these are unstable times. And people, hallelujah, need to see the love of God in our lives. And a lot of people are lacking in basic necessities like food. This is where we step in and give. You can give to your monetary to your local local food banks, and you can also give to community organizations like the Clifton P. Lewis Foundation on the west side of Chicago. You can go to www.livelifeunbreakable.com. Let us pray.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we first thank you, O God, that you woke us on this morning and that you kept us in our right mind, O God. Father, we thank you that this is another day of thy tender mercies, God, and thy glorious grace toward us, O God. Father, we just ask you that you enlighten our heart and our mind, O God, and that you touch our spirit, O Father God, quicken us that we may come alive today, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Father, we thank you that you had already blotted out our transgressions, O Father God, as far as the east is from the west, O God. We just thank you right now, God, for your cleansing, Lord, O God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. Father, we thank you that you are turning these crimson robes white as snow, O Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. We just ask you that you take us higher and that you take us deeper in your word, O Father God. In all our understanding, O Father God, let us, O God, let us, O God, let us come on one accord, O Father God, with thee, O Father God. Let us walk according to the righteousness that is in Christ Jesus, O Father God. And Father, we fail not to give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Well, as you've noticed, we have a special guest with us on today, Elder Ricardo Lawrence. God bless you. The host of Promise Seed. For those of you who've been going back to the blog talking and listening to some of those, we decided to come together on today and talk about some things. Amen. And so we usually go back and do a quick review. And last week we finished up our study on the things Jesus came to give us. And the last thing that we had was abundant life. And I wanted to dig deeper into that according to John chapter 10, verse 10. And I'll read that, and we're going to pick up from there. Amen?
Amen.
It says, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Amen.
And so last week when we looked up abundant in the Greek, amen, it meant super abundant in quantity and superior in quality.
Amen.
I thought that was amazing.
Amen.
And it said beyond measure.
Yes.
And so when we looked at it, we were like, I think we need to dig a little deeper into this. And so I brought you on so we can talk about the abundant life that Christ gave to give. Amen.
Amen. Basically what Christ is saying is that we have to walk in the abundance of the Holy Spirit. And there has to be a such great right now, especially right now in these times. You have to be endowed
mm-hmm.
with power that is on high. You have to walk in the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we have to understand that the life that is more abundant or the abundant life that life is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And so you got to have this personal relationship with Jesus Christ in order to have that abundant life. And one of the main things about walking in the abundant life is eternal life.
Amen.
You know, and it is a gift from God, you know, that we have the ability, or that he has given us the access back into the beloved,
right.
You know, and given us access back into his kingdom.
Right.
You know?
And when we discussed last week, in the last couple of weeks, we talked about all these things Jesus came and gave us.
Amen.
Truth and redemption.
Yes.
And he
yes.
came in to save us from death. He
Hallelujah.
Conquered death in our lives. He gave us
yes.
healing. And he brought the kingdom of God, which is the word of God and God's
yes.
way of doing things. He
yes.
talks about the sword that he's given us.
Amen.
But if you can have all of these things and not walk an abundant life. And so Christ, like, I gave you all of that plus an abundant life.
Yes.
And so when we're talking about the abundant life Christ to give us more information on what that life looks like.
I think what a lot of people don't understand when we're talking about abundant life,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that Christ give us as he began to relinquish unto us the abundant life that is in him,
mm-hmm.
one of the main things Christ give us is joy.
Yep.
Walking in the joy and the power and the strength of the Holy Ghost that is in Christ. Another gift that he gives us in the abundant life is peace.
It's peace.
He give us a peace that surpasses all
understanding. And here's the thing that we have to point out. This is not a lot of times people say abundant life and they think of prosperity.
Yes.
But it's not prosperity. These are things that we, no matter how much money we have, we can never purchase.
Amen.
And so we
Amen.
Need to understand that this is the only,
yes.
only Christ can give us these.
Yes.
Only Christ can bring us those things, that joy, that peace that you're talking about. Only Christ can do that. No one can do that.
Amen. It's such, we got to understand that when God give us a full measure
mm-hmm.
of his spirit,
yes.
God is saying that we have to launch out into the deep. I mean, we have to go deeper in the Holy Spirit. We have to come up
right.
to the stature and the height in our faith. We have to grow spiritually, and we have to grow to be that person that God in his Christ, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, has called us to be.
So what you're saying is, when I think about what you're saying, Romans 10 and 9 talked about how we get saved. If we confess with our mouth and believe our heart that Jesus
Amen.
Christ died and
yes.
he really did it for me, I'm saved.
Amen.
And so all those things I talked about earlier, those would come with just being saved.
Amen.
But now there's a next step where you live an abundant life
Amen.
That's more than enough. That has supernatural qualities
yes.
to it and quantity in it.
Yes.
And you're telling me that I have to come up, I have to draw down to you.
Yes. See, because when we're dealing with an abundant life in Christ, one of the main things we have to realize is that God so loved the world that he was willing to give his only begotten son. And what is so powerful to me is, not only did he give his only begotten son for whosoever believeth in him, you know, that he gave them the power to become the sons of God. And so what that really means to me is that as I begin to grow and mature spiritually, and as I begin to walk in the abundance of life, I begin to understand that first that it was God had given a precious gift.
Right.
So that I can become in the beloved.
And so now you're confident.
I have much confidence.
I have to have my confidence and strength is in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely.
So when I have confidence in Christ Jesus, nothing on this earth, because now he's revealing the things
yes.
of this earth to me,
yes.
the principalities and
Amen.
The things wickedness in high places. He like we said earlier, he came to give us truth. He let us know who we are.
Amen.
So now our confidence is up. So now we know we're heirs, according to Peter.
Yes.
We're heirs. We joint heirs with Christ. We're royalty.
Yes.
A royal priesthood. We have an heir. And so when we have that heir and we look at natural princes and kings and how they live, much more shall we live because we're serving the true and living God.
Amen.
And he's living on the inside.
Amen. And it's so powerful because we know that the scripture says that the wages of sin is death. So now that we accepted Jesus Christ as being our Lord and Savior, and now that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we pass from death unto life. And that's the abundant life that Christ is talking about. He's talking about holding on to eternal life. But as I began to go to Isaiah, as you was talking, I was thinking about Isaiah chapter 58 in verse 11. It said, and the Lord should guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou should be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water never fails.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what he's saying is, even in times of famine, because you have all your confidence and because you put all your trust in Jesus Christ, he's saying that you're going to continuously live, not only naturally, but you're going to continue to live spiritually, because we know that water represents the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And he's talking about an overflow, a constant flow of the Holy Ghost that is working in you and through you and out of you. And so he's saying that even in a time, see, because this is a time where people, a lot of people don't have the Spirit of God.
Yep.
They don't have the Holy Ghost. And so it's a great travesty, and there's a great drought in the Spirit because nobody is hearing from God.
Yep.
But for those that accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, he's saying that now this is a time of drought spiritually. But, see, you're flowing, hallelujah, with rivers of living water. See, the Holy Ghost is filling you up. And so you're going to always be connected to God. You're going to always hear a word from God. God is going to always provide for you no matter what's going on in life. God is always going to provide for you. But the simple fact is the abundance of life, the overflow of the Holy Spirit that's working in you. And that you made a profound statement. If you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have no joy. You surely don't have no peace, especially in this hour, in this time of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You're operating in your flesh, and at some point in time, you know, something horrific is going to take place in your life because there's no Holy Ghost. There's no sustainer. You know, there's no one to say, okay, I'm going to shield you from your enemy, the wicked one, your adversary, the devil. There's nothing to guard you. You know, you have no cover.
And even if we go back to the Old Testament, looking at Deuteronomy, when he was talking to the children of Israel, Deuteronomy 8 and 18 said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God.
Yes.
But it is he that gives thee power to get wealth.
Yes.
And when we look at that wealth, when we look at what he's talking about here concerning the Hebrew language, it means resources,
amen,
army, virtue, strength, might,
amen,
power, riches, and worth.
Yes.
And so when we look at this, that abundant life, we have to be, and this is people who didn't have the Holy Ghost living on the inside of them.
Amen.
And, but he's telling them, just remember the Lord thy God. It's him that gives you power to have the abundant life.
Amen. Well, he's talking about men and women of God, for those that's listening. He's talking about first seek ye the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness,
yep,
and he would add all these things unto you. But the main thing, Christ, we have to always remember this, men and women of God, is that when God is talking about in abundance and the richness of his glory, he's always talking about the Holy Spirit that is working in you.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the spiritual gifts that he is giving you freely, you know, because as that soul prospers, or as thy spirit prospers, so does thy soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so God not only going to look after you first, he's worried about your spiritual well-being first.
Right.
And once he hallelujah, once he cultivates you and once he gets you to grow spiritually, he's going to provide for you naturally,
naturally,
because it's your God, it's your Father.
Jesus told, he said, if he look after the birds of the air, and he let the lilies grow in their field, and they're going to be thrown in the oven, surely your Father in heaven should do so much more for you.
Amen. And that's powerful, because basically saying, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to take care of itself.
As long as you keep your mind stayed on me, as long as you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
He said, this abundant life that you've been looking for, you're never going to find it in stuff. You're never going to get raiment, material things.
Amen.
He said, if you just seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that peace, that joy, your enemies to be at peace with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The strength that you get from just keeping your mind, that's an abundant life.
It really is. The whole thing about the abundance of life is simply believing in Jesus Christ as being your Lord and Savior and being filled with the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
because you're walking in the abundance of the love of the Father and the Son,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the love of the Holy Ghost.
Correct.
You know, so you're walking in, you know, things again, like you said, these are gifts that money can't buy. You can't purchase it with money. You know, only way that you can get this is simply believing in the Father and the Son, you know, in the Holy Ghost is the only way that you can receive these great gifts. So all your confidence and all your trust has to be in Jesus Christ. And I'm glad you said that because, again, as you be talking, you know, the Holy Ghost be kicking in on me and my revelation knowledge, it starts to stir up. So if you go to Acts chapter 2 in verse 38 with me, it says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he constantly reminding you that, first of all, all things have passed away. That fleshly man, the natural man, the way that we lived before we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that old man, meaning the partying, the living righteous life, the profanity, the Bible says corrupt communication coming out of your mouth, the envy, the jealousy, the strife, you know, assassinating people's character, the gossiping, the backbite, all these things, you have to do away with these things, you know, and confess to God about your sins that you could not the sins that you committed unto man, because you it was a fault between you and man. But it is God and God alone have we sinned against.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make our confession to God about what kind of man or type of woman that we are. And once we do away with that old man, then we can receive the Holy Ghost. And the only way that you can receive the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost, it is by faith in Jesus Christ. You can't walk in the abundance of life no other way except by your faith in Jesus Christ.
And then like Luke 11 tells us, then you got to ask, Lord, give us him.
Amen.
He wants you to be thirsty for it. Like
yes.
He said, and found that as a deer, a hart pants after the water brook.
Yes.
And you just said the water was the Holy Ghost. So panteth my soul.
Yes.
And so as we ask for it, then we get filled with that Holy Ghost. Now we have a comforter, a keeper.
Yes.
A joy giver.
Amen.
All those things that we as fleshly beings been looking for until we found out that it was all in Christ Jesus in the first place.
And that's one of the things that we have to be careful about as being a human beings, being in the flesh, as being human beings, as being natural creatures.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing that we have to realize, there's nothing that we can do on our own. You know, we don't even have a life on our own, because the day God called his take his breath back,
mm-hmm.
then guess what? We all dead, and we just going back to the dust from which we came,
uh-huh.
and the soul goes back and the spirit goes back and stand before the Creator. And so what God is trying to get us to realize is that we have to be prepared at his coming. And the only way that we can do that is that we have to be, first of all, have faith that Jesus Christ died, and on the third day he rose again for the remission of our sins. We have to be willing to confess our fault one towards another.
Mm-hmm.
We got to confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. We got to believe it in our heart. We have to, hallelujah, we have to have our hearts prepared to receive the Holy Spirit, you know.
And we have to have all unforgiveness, because we have to be like him. Just as he's forgiven us for all our sins, and as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed them from us, we have to deal with our brothers the same way. Once you start doing that, because what I found is when you have any inkling of unforgiveness, God, the Holy Ghost can't move in your life. You can't. He will not fully be able to give you the life of abundance that Christ is promising you until you lose people and let them go.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because that was the next thing I was getting ready to hit. Was the simple fact is you have to walk in the abundance of love.
Yes.
You can't do anything without having love one for another. That's one of the greatest commandments, you know, besides loving the God with all your heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. The next greatest commandment Christ said was that you have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's that's truly walking in the abundance, you know, of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because once you begin to walk or understand what love is,
yes,
and how to love, have that love one for another,
mm-hmm.
then you can walk in a full measure, in a full stature, in a full height, you know, or the full measure, as you had read earlier, the four measures of the Holy Ghost, because it's simply based upon love.
Yep.
You know, everything that God does is based upon his love that he has for his children, his love that he has for his people, and most importantly, the love that he had for his son and still has for his son. You know, and the great love that the son has for the father. You know,
it's incomprehensible. And like the Bible says, Jesus is love.
Yes.
That he loves. He is the very definition of love, which is someone who gave his life
Hallelujah.
For others.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
So he said to us, if you can give up what you think is your life,
yes,
then those things around you that you used to care about before, those things of the world, I'm going to take care of that stuff.
Amen.
Because you're walking in my love, and as you're moving forward, you being that beacon of light that I put there that's so shining, all that other stuff, that material stuff, what's wonderful, you give you the natural and the unnatural stuff. The tangible and the untangible things.
Amen.
That's how abundant life works, hand in hand together.
Amen. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time, God is good. I know you hear that statement all the time.
Yes.
You know, people say it all the time, but really don't understand that statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason God is good, and God is good all the time, because the Son loved the Father so much that he was willing, when man fell, before they fell in the garden, he was willing to take on a body, to take on flesh, to come in the flesh, to suffer persecution, ridicule, lied upon, spit on, despitefully misused, but yet still have love for God's children. Because he knew how much the Father loved his creation. There is no greater love than to know that he was willing to take on our punishment and to give us the ability to have access back into his kingdom and get us back to a personal relationship.
And then you see the love in the garden when he says, Lord, take this cup from me. That was the flesh man. But then the Son kicked in. Love kicked in and said, nevertheless, Lord.
Yes.
Nevertheless, Father, not my will, but thy will shall be done.
Yes.
I'm going to do this for you. It's going to hurt me, but I'm going to do it for you because I know how much you love them.
Yes. And hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And to realize that he cared for you that much, that he was willing to step out of eternity into time, and to lay down his life for you, and then to show you that there is none greater than him, to die, and then to pick up his own life, and then to show himself,
then go take the head, and then conquer death, go deal with the devil, our adversary, deal with him, go get those who believed in him who couldn't have the opportunity.
Hallelujah.
Then go back up and sit on the right hand of the Father and say, it is finished.
Amen. So that is a part of the abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
It's paradise.
Yes, yes.
The kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That is a part of the abundant life. See, you got to understand what the abundant life is.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with material gain.
Yes.
It has everything to do with you transforming from that old man and being reintroduced unto the new man, which was connected unto God. So being restored back into
your
original
state.
That is walking in the abundant life, to know that you can have a relationship again with the Father who had previously turned his back on man.
And to have the Spirit of God living in you, to talk with you, to walk with you, tell you when you're not doing right, to put you on track, tell you when to stop, when to go, who knows all things, hope all things, sees all things.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve.
I tell you, it's just not enough words to be able to praise God the way he needs to be praised. And the angels in heaven knew it. And the only thing that they can say is holy, holy, holy. Because it's not enough words.
Yep.
You know, because all the things that he's been doing for you from the time that you exited the womb. He was leading you by your hands and healing you without you even knowing. That's how good God is. And so when I go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I read verse 18 and 19, it's just powerful to me. Because he says in verse 18, they that do good. So he automatically let you know for those that do good, for those that accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. He says that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willingly to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold onto eternal life. So first of all, he says, the good work is that we communicate and that we tell people about the good works that God has done for his creation, that God, the good work that God has done for those that love them, the good work that God done for those that call upon his name, the good work that God can even do for you if you only just will believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. It's a good work that God is doing in you, and that good work that God is doing in you is filling you up with his Spirit.
And isn't it amazing? He gives you all of this here, and it's a straight pathway to everlasting eternal life. So you get to come here. You've been living under this evil world with all this wickedness, under the hand of the adversary, Lucifer, the kicked out one of heaven.
Amen.
And you were oppressed and depressed and in bondage. And Jesus came and set you free. And then when he set you free, he said, not only am I going to set you free, now I'm going to give you this abundant life on this tainted earth. So he's saying, as I'm growing you up, as I'm showing you who you are, as I'm building the spirit man, which made in my likeness and image up, and I'm crucifying that flesh that was painted by the everything, and I'm pressing it down, all of this, and you get to see all this abundant life here. Then he's saying, then you're going to leave this, and it's a pathway straight to everlasting eternal life with your Father.
Amen. Amen. Listen, men and women of God, it is very critical that we accept Jesus Christ as being our Lord and Savior. It is critical that you be filled with the Holy Ghost. It is power. Because if you really think about it, woman of God, we don't have access into God's kingdom without the seal. The seal is the Holy Ghost. That's our passport into God's kingdom. You know, and so that's living in the richness, in the fullness of God. Again, thank you for having me on your show. It's
been a pleasure. Amen. And I have a scripture. I want to read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And this is going to wrap up everything we just got through talking about. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us.
Amen.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
And so, like we said, it's the once you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior and filled with the Holy Spirit, he can do exceedingly, abundantly, but all you can hope and think according to him that works in you.
Amen.
That's what an abundant life is.
Amen. It's the good working of Christ that is in you. You know, again, it's really a blessing, you know, to really understand what the abundant life is. And I hope the word of God been a blessing to your hearers today.
Amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you all for joining us here on Truth Finders. And I want you to remember, it's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome day.